Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Well, welcome to the show today, and I am so excited about the show because this show is on the possibility of generating and creating something greater into this reality by you being you and getting clear on what that is for you and what your niche is. So we are going to look at this space of what is your niche? What is it that you would like to unleash into this reality? Wow, there's an energy to that. And I am so excited to explore that with you and to bring on the live guest who will also be speaking to this. And we're going to dialogue about what this will look like and really looking at it from a conscious point of view. So how does it get any better than that? Oh, my gosh, I wonder. So what is that? So what is that for you? Your niche. Have you even asked yourself that question? Are you clear on what is your purpose for being here, for what you would like to create and generate? So just so that we're clear on a description of what a niche is, the way that the Webster Dictionary describes it, one way it describes it is a status or activity for which a person is best fitted. Now, I would like to further describe it as something you are enjoying, something you enjoy doing and being passionate about, something that you have a talent or a skill with that has probably been yet to receive in this reality because each of us comes in with our own way of being that, right? So my guest and I tonight are going to explore that with you. What is your niche? And what would it take for you to unleash it into this reality? So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you the guest of the show because we're going to jump right into the dialogue because I can't wait. So my guest, my live guest for the show is Natalie B. So Natalie likes to describe herself as a potent creator of magnitude who is contributing to the change that it's time to create on our planet. Other people like to describe her as an entrepreneur, a coach, a healer, and someone who empowers them to create lives and businesses that turn them on, light them up, and contribute to the planet. She got her start in opening her first yoga studio, which she went on to sell, and now plays with the tools of Access Consciousness in all areas of her life, as well as with the clients that she works with. So, again, without further ado, I would like to bring on Natalie to the show. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Dr. Sarah. I am so excited to be here. I'm so happy for what we're going to chat about today.
Oh, I am too. So, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. And I can just tell the energy of the show is just, wow, off the charts. So,
yeah,
this idea of niche and unleashing one's niche, is there anything mm-hmm. that you would like to start with for us to kind of launch into this conversation?
Oh my gosh, there's so much with this. And it's like one of my favorite topics in the whole wide world to talk about because from like my point of view, whether or not you have a business or a side hustle or not even one of those, like so many times people take a lot of energy to find like their life's mission or their life's purpose. And it's like this singular thing. Mm. But the thing that I started changing a couple years ago for myself is, what if I didn't have to find this one thing? What if I could just choose what actually lit me up now? And that's actually one of the things I invite my clients into, especially with the entrepreneurs that I do work with. You know, it's like, what if you actually didn't have to know the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years in the future, but what actually lights you up now? What are you passionate about sharing now with people? What would you get out of bed for every single day, even if you weren't paid to do it, but of course you are getting paid to do it. And really like from that space, creating from there. And I say that because there is so much energy that is spent in waiting and waiting for like the next like perfect thing essentially. But waiting is an energy that never creates greater. So if you're willing to just go and go for where you're at and know that you're going to continuously evolve and what you do will change, just like what I've done over the last 9 years has changed. That's actually a really powerful space to start living from. And it's also way more fun. So
yeah. Wow. And it brings up an amazing point, and I'm so grateful that you tapped into it, is this conscious moment. Like, this is really all we have in terms of being able to get clear on what it is that you enjoy doing and get clear on what it is now, not based on the past or the future, like you said. So it's almost about really tuning in and tapping into what that is. And I love that you're doing that with clients, and I aim to do that as well. So, and you're actively doing it in your own life. So that's really amazing.
Yeah.
But if we don't get clear on what we would like now, it can get stuck, or our niche
absolutely.
Can actually be something that blocks us.
And what's so funny is part of the reason why I even talked about this in the first place is because what you just said was like me for years, you know. And even when I first opened up the yoga studio, you know, I taught yoga, but it was in the space of, it's this tool to create a great life, which those of us that play with the Access Consciousness tools, or your listeners that play with the Access Consciousness tools, it's tools to create a greater life, you know. So it's like the way that I've been sharing the tools has changed over the last 9 years, but really like one of my underlying themes for like what I'm here to create on the planet is people having awesome lives, empowering them to absolutely have exactly what they desire and more, and go for it and not hold back. And that is a space of exploration and curiosity and wonderment and the willingness to get it right and get it wrong, even though there is no right and wrong, you know, but people kind of go to that place and let themselves off the hook with, you know, needing to find that one thing and actually be like, well, what do I actually want to create today? You know, and especially for the people that are like me and have like 5 things or 10 things they could create at all times. You know, it's really like a day-to-day, like where I'm like, what's next? So what's today? And so I'll ask myself, okay, like what do I actually truly, what's asking to be created in this moment? And when most people are actually willing to get like vulnerable and present with themselves and with their awareness, they're usually immediately aware of the one immediate thing, not because that's the only thing, but there's usually something with a stronger energy that pops for people that maybe they've even been avoiding because they're like, oh my God, if I create this, then I'll be too fabulous. It'll be too easy. I can't do it. I have to pretend to be confused and wait, you know?
Yeah. And it may be different than how a lot of people quote unquote produce it in this reality, because I sense we're taught from a linear point of view to have to follow something outside of ourselves, like a plan or a business plan, or how we're taught in school a lot of times to follow the rules and the goals, where this, when you ask a question and you get in tune to what would you like to create, and it's not necessarily about getting that answer, but like you said, it's the energy and whatever resonates the lightest, and you go with that, and what would it take to choose that and be that and receive that, that's where it gets really, I would say, yummy.
Yeah.
Exciting, and it really taps into the possibilities that a lot of us have been limited to according to this reality.
No, absolutely. And it's funny when you share that, when you say that, I have a really funny story to share that like is one that I'll say a lot of times, like with my clients or like when people have these moments of exactly what you said, like we're taught in this reality of getting it right, follow the rules. And that does work for some people, but it doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably doesn't work for you. Probably doesn't work for a lot of your listeners, you know?
Yes.
And so like a year ago, I wanted to launch one of my business academies. So this is the summer of 2018. And I was excited about it. And also there was kind of like this underlying energy of like kind of being like half in and half out, you know, and I was like, well, you know, this is what I want to do. And I asked the questions and it was light and all the things, right? But there was still kind of this like this I'll say almost like this fog around it a little bit. And so one day I was like, okay, when I go to create something in my business, I want to be all in, you know, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, asking that this is greater for not only for me, but for the planet, everybody who comes to choose it. And so I was like, this energy isn't cool with me. And this is going to change. So I asked some mm-hmm. questions. And what's really interesting is in the middle of this pre-launch, essentially, I had this entirely different idea come in for my first money course. Now, what a lot of people that are probably new to me don't know is, you know, my big motivation for finding the Access Consciousness tools 3 years ago, literally 3 years ago, was I had always struggled with money. I, you know, as a business owner, I struggled with money. And by struggled, I mean like I didn't know how to pay my bills every month, like credit cards were getting maxed. It was just super, super, super stressful. And I had a yoga studio, so it was like a brick and mortar. I had 11 employees. Like there were things to take care
wow.
of, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, so when I found the Access tools and they changed that dynamically because they actually got to the energy and the thoughts and the beliefs that were creating all that, I had not really known that I had actually desired to teach about money or empower people about money, depending on how you look at it, because I really had
yeah.
seen that this reality tools around money, once again, if it works for you, awesome, but there's a lot of people who are really creative, really energetic, and the whole just save more, budget more conversation doesn't really work for them. They actually need the energetic change around money. They need the belief, you know, change around money. And that's what I've taken myself through. Now, why am I sharing this? Well, the thing is I had always made myself really wrong because I wasn't a millionaire yet. I was a six-figure business owner. And I was like, well, who am I to teach about money, which is a total lie. And I'm asking these questions, and I'm like, finally, it's like super light, and it's like launch this thing for money and entrepreneurs. And I kind of got nervous, and I was like, wait, okay, I'm distracting myself. Ask some more questions. It was the lightest creation ever, Sarah. And I'm sharing this with your listeners because what I was able to do was I was like, you know what? I've never asked a question before, gotten an awareness, followed a lightness, and regretted it. Now, it doesn't always turn out how you think. But I never regretted that. And I thought I need to actually get out of the what I should do or the fact that I'm in this pre-launch or I told people I was going to be launching this academy. Like the energy around this is not as expansive as this, essentially this money course, which turned into be something that I called Sexy Money. It was this amazing 10-week course for entrepreneurs. Long story short, I followed my awareness. I followed the energy and I was willing to be wrong. And within a matter of 72 hours, I had 55 registrants on a webinar, which then turned into 14 people in a group, which then turned into a paid client in full. And it was so much lightness, so much ease. And I was like, wow. And, of course, all of their lives changed. And then, of course, for me, I'm like, wow, like, this is amazing. This is exactly why I'm in business in the first place. I want to change people's lives, you know. And it was this grand example of, you know, if I would have tried to get it right or followed through on what I shared with a couple people or, you know, went into the wrongness of, oh, you always distract yourself or all that kind of stuff, I would have missed out and they would have missed out on all this change and also, of course, all this, you know, money that came in, you know, from the success of the project. And I'm sharing this because when people are stuck in their business, it's so important from my point of view to give yourself permission to change. No matter how you think it looks to other people, no matter what comes up for you, like when you follow the energy, there really is a magic that always shows up that has your back.
Yeah, and you bring up a really good point of how we can outthink ourselves
and or think ourselves mm-hmm. into the problem, which is the limitation. So a lot of times, even the way you're describing it, if you went more of the way you're used to doing it, you would be in that space of having to follow the rules and regulations, but from a thinking point of view, rather than your knowing and your perceiving of what was light, and you were willing to go into question, which I love that. And being willing to ask and get a sense of it is a different space. And that's
yeah.
what I'm wondering, you know, even with the listeners, you know, what would it be like for you to tune into that space and your niche and getting clear on what that is, not from, like you said, Natalie, from trying to get it right, but getting to what would you like to create?
Yeah.
What would you like to
exactly.
generate? And following it one, you know, question at a time and choosing it, because choice creates. We have to choose
yes.
it or the action won't come in. You were willing to step up and choose it and jump off the cliff of possibilities, which is so freaking exciting. Like, wow. And you were willing to be it and do it, and it didn't let you down. Like you said, you followed it, you
yes.
knew it. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. And it's something that, like, you know, it's so funny because I actually went to business school for my undergrad degree. I went to Ohio State, and they have a very, like, respectful undergrad and grad program in business, and for your U.S. listeners. And you know, I just remember being in business class, and everything was just so analytical and linear and by the rules. It was boring. I actually hated it. I actually hated business. But... you know, because I was like, this is terrible, you know, this isn't me. And,
yeah.
and you know, and what's so cool about where we're at, I mean, our whole, like, just the whole thing of the world has changed so much, you know, since then, because that was back in, you know, early 2000s. But it's like, I'm so grateful that we live in a day and time where pretty much success is predicated on being you. Now, of course, I got to
yes.
put Dr. Dane here with Being You Change the World and his absolute genius and bringing that forth in the world back in 2011. But it's something
yeah.
that I think a lot of us have always known, but like haven't
yeah.
known how to be it or do it or get permission for it. But it's in these places where we're willing to follow, you know, our awareness and, you know, and maybe get flack from people because, oh, well, what are you doing? You change your mind so much. Yeah, you're right. I do. And here's what I'm aware
yeah.
of. That I can choose. And it might sound like a little example, but there's so many people that are living their lives from a place of what they should be doing or what they
yes.
think they should be doing versus what they actually desire to put forth. And in a way,
and
that's an honoring of who they be.
Yeah. And it brings up this point of predictability, you know, like this
mm-hmm.
idea, probably in business school, everything had to be predicted almost ahead of time, or where you're going, what will that look like, and having to follow a plan or a mission rather than being in the question, like asking sometimes in 10-second increments where you don't have to even judge what you chose 10 seconds ago, but asking the question of the future, like if I choose this, what will my life be like? 5 months from now, 5 years from now, a total access tool that I love using because
yes.
you get a sense of it and then choosing to choose it from a place of, okay, is that light or heavy? If it's heavy, okay, I'm going to choose something else. And there are no mistakes to it. There are no mistakes.
Yep.
So it's really about, I love what you brought up with the BU, Change the World, Dr. Dane, shout out, with really being willing to be that energy, which is what we all have available. We just haven't been encouraged to use it because it doesn't fit a lot of times according to the more the quote-unquote human structure, right?
Yeah. No, totally. And one of my favorite questions I love to use in business I want to share with your listeners is truth, if I choose this, what will my financial inflows or my money inflows be like in 30 days and then also in 5 years? And
wow.
I know this every time I've chose something that's light and expansive, it's always right on the money. pun intended, you know, and the money might come in differently,
yes.
but it always does come in. And I say that because, you know, there are, so pretty much everybody that I work with, you know, they are,
kind, generous, contributory people that are here to make a difference, that's never what's in the gap for them. These are people that are here to be world changers and are. Usually what's in the gap for people is actually the willingness to receive the money and actually,
yes,
you know, have ease and abundance. So a lot of times I'll focus these questions around money because it's like them being contribution, that's just of course. They're a contribution in their sleep, you know? And sometimes it's like without that extra emphasis on, okay, is this actually going to be something that creates greater? It's just something that's such a gift for anybody that might be like really looking at, okay, I would like more financial ease and abundance. My invitation is play with those questions. Money might come in from different sources, but my clients, myself, I've never known anyone who's followed the lightness and not been very pleased with what shows up.
Yes, and it brings up a great point in terms of money and where people can go in the limitation of that. Like almost money can be wrong, or it's something that has been misused in their world, whereas really money just is the energy and the currency that will allow us to create more in this reality, especially if you're looking to create more abundance and consciousness into the world. And I know one thing that I love is that idea of like wherever you follow your joy, money will come or will follow that. So if you're being your niche, if you're unleashing it and being willing to put it out there and open to receiving and being part of that contribution, it's like, huh, wow. I mean, seriously, what else is possible? And how money can be simply something that is used to create more.
Absolutely. And I mean, I could talk about money like all day long just because, and if you would have asked me this 3 years ago, I'd say, you are crazy. Did you not hear anything I just shared about you? What do you mean? What do you mean I have anything to say about money? Clearly I don't, you know, but that's actually what it is. But it's actually one of the things I discovered along the way, and which is a lot of times if you actually have a great challenge or a great struggle in a certain area of your life, it's actually because you have capacities that you're using dynamically against yourself rather than for yourself. And the first time I heard that, I was like, I was actually kind of in disbelief. I was like, maybe for those people, but they don't know my story, right? And then, but the thing is, I know, just total craziness. But the thing is, with these tools, there was a sense of, I have nothing to lose. It's free if I ask this question. I haven't lost anything if I'm willing to play with this question or this statement or look at this. And you have everything to gain because your whole world might change. Mm. And when I actually just was willing to be present, suspend the disbelief and be like, I don't know, these people, I don't know. Okay, I'll go with this might be a capacity. But I was like, what capacities do I have here? I actually started asking that. What capacities do I have with money that I've been using against myself? And actually, this might sound far out for some of your listeners, but I actually started discovering, like, I have a dynamic capacity for money to show up very quickly. Now, the destruction piece of that is I was making it actually go away very quickly. And so I also had a dynamic capacity for, like, literally just having a sense of what can create and be very generative financially. But I also was doing the inverse of that. So I'm sharing this because I'm inviting your listeners to, especially if this is a part of their life that they'd like to change, is what if you actually have capacities in this area and everything that you think is a wrongness, like maybe even like write it down on a piece of paper and then flip it and be like, okay, if this is actually a gift or a superpower, if I flip this on its head, what would that look like? A lot of times if people spend, or they won't receive, it's actually because they're receivers of magnitude. They just have to be willing to step into that, you know?
Yeah, and that's part of the unleashing of it and really getting clear on, like, what you may have wronged yourself for is actually the strength and the superpower. I love that. And that sounds like really what you did. You took something that was actually almost like a fear-based reality, and you were like, you took it and actually flipped it and created something greater. And it sounds like that's how you unleashed your niche.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm loving that too, because if we really get clear on how each of us brings in a beautiful gift to this reality, and if we deny ourselves of it by going into the wrongness or going into limitation or not being willing to ask how can this create more, or even being charged money for our services, mm-hmm. it ends up putting us in a limitation. So I'm really grateful for this conversation with you and being in the space of choosing it myself as well. But everything that you're doing, Natalie, I just sense this about you and knowing you, and like, wow, what a gift you are to contributing to everything that's going on in the world and everything that you're bringing in. I'm just wanted to acknowledge that.
Aww.
And
thank you.
It really is beautiful.
I'm so grateful for your acknowledgement and you and everything you've created to even be here in this moment with me. And I'm just thank you so much, Sarah, truly.
Wow. And this is one of the moments, like by acknowledging really what we're creating right here and now, Natalie, it is what actually mm-hmm. creates more and also brings in everywhere we haven't been willing to receive that before. This acknowledgement piece is a whole nother show, which, by the way, the show is coming close to an end. I mean, would you be willing to come back on at some point and talk further about all of this?
And yes, I'd love to.
I would love to have you back on. And thank you so much for this and your contribution. I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you. And I just want to give a shout out to all your listeners. I am just so grateful that you guys tuned in. And if you, you know, want to connect with me, I think probably Dr. Sarah will have my information below. And I would just really love to connect with each of you. And I'm just so grateful to be here with you today.
Yes. Yay. Yes. All your information is here on this site, on the Blog Talk Radio page. And definitely going to have you back on. And what else is possible now?
Thank you
so much.
So, thank you.
Absolutely. And so now, just real quick, I'd like to share with you the question of the week, which is certainly what Natalie and I have been talking about so far. And that is, what is your niche that you're ready to unleash? So what is your niche that you're ready to unleash? And hopefully the show inspired you to explore that further. And again, it's not about getting an answer. It's about tuning in and being aware. Like, just notice what comes up for you this week. And please share on social media, anywhere on Facebook, Instagram, anywhere. Please share. I would love to hear what that's like for you. And so next week's episode will be a repeat show, but it will be featuring guests Seemla Azizhan. So join Seemla and I next week, where we will continue the conversation on living consciously and playing with the tools. And yeah, join us. It'll be July 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So now I would like to close the show by thanking my amazing guest, Natalie B., for joining us today. And I'm so looking forward to having her back on again. And thank you to listeners for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host, and so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. Now, as usual, go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So go forth and be, perceive, know, receive it all, my friends, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Okay, bye for now.